This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Whoa, Pacificans! Oh my! Haere mai! Haere mai! Tau mai! Yuri etia once more waraya! Ulabinaka! Aloha! Talofa! Malo!
Umba,
umba,
umba, umba, umba,
umba,
umba, umba, umba, umba, umba, umba.
Come jump, one is for Junior, and if you see your head beating, watch your corner.
Lele mai te mano pacifica.
Ni kamana maui falafala hiatu talafa koutou bulumina kau halo orkeda talafalawa malo lele malo lao maria ho egi greeting and welcome to the voice of Kainga Pacifica Services stand alone by Pacifica for Pacifica. We are here to promoting against family violence, creating a safe and healthy family relationship, helping family say no to violence. So we are here on this radio station from now until 8 o'clock a.m. tonight, and we try to broadcast in Tongan and in English. Later on, we will try to reach out for other ethnic different languages. So I am David Afakawasi, the organization leader for Kainga Pacifica Services. Stand alone. We are the only organization here by Pacifica for Pacifica in regard for family violence. That is our main focus, is family violence and also sexual violence, abuse, and so forth. You name it, we are here to stand by and promote. And there is another way of how we can live a safe and healthy and say no to violence for our say no to violence in our community, in our families, and so forth. So our time now is, today is the 12th of August. Our time now is 6:08, and we're here until 8 o'clock tonight. So Greeting and welcome to for those people from overseas, wherever you are, whether around here in Hawke's Bay. We are here from Hawke's Bay Radio, Community Radio, Hawke's Bay, and we are here to promote against family violence. And also every Friday, we are here, and our main focus is about, like I said before, it's about family violence. And we do some other contract in regard for Fanawala, driving license, and also we do a lot of social work and helping for the COVID food parcel, and also helping people who are in need in regard for that, whatever they need, you know, to bring their family to the stage that... that we can help out. So, like I said before, we are here until 8 o'clock tonight, and we are also we open to anyone to give us a ring and talk to us in regard for what we're doing. And if you know, if you want to know more about what Kaingapa's figure can do and what we can't do, you are most welcome to give me a ring and I'll explain to you. I'm the leader of the organization. In other words, I make the decision and also establish the Kaingapa figure services with the help of my people working alongside with me and make what God's support in special area in developing the organizations and to provide the need of our Pacific, especially in the area of family violence and sexual violence and abuse and so forth. Okay, so our time now is about 10 past, and before we continue on, I would like to start our program with our prayer tonight. And with opening with our prayer, and then we follow from there.
To give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my
pray. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge that the blessing that you bless us with, we acknowledge also that without you, nothing we can do, and with you, everything is possible. We also acknowledge that you take care of us, you call us to this earth, to this world, for our reasons. To praise you, to adore you, and give you thanks. And also we acknowledge that you give us a choice of freedom to acknowledge that and praise you, or we turn around on the other side. We are so grateful that we come here tonight and give you praise in the work we do. To build ourselves, acknowledge that you bless us with a lot of gift to save us, and we ask us to ask, to seek and to knock in order for us to enjoy the life to the full and a hidden treasure within our heart that we normally can't see it in our worldly eyes. We pray for the Holy Spirit to guide us in this sessions, this work, to help us to reach out for those who are in need, especially we're dealing with the gift of your Spirit and the
the blessing of the Holy Spirit given to us. Help us to give you thanks in everything we do, in the work we do, in our relationship, that we develop our intimate relationship within ourselves and with you as the creator of us. Be with us tonight as we open ourselves to you, to the work we do. Give us the spirit that we need, and we're thankful for every blessing that you bless us with. Help those who are listening to us tonight that we will be able to reach out and give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. That is our first part of our opening prayer tonight. I would like to say thank you for your listening. And we move on to the next part of our program, which we were going to move on to our time now is about 16 past 6. And before we move on to our next part of our program is to check in. Before I say anything else, I would like to welcome I want to say hello in my own language, in Tongan, and also for those people who are listening to us tonight, wherever you are, if you are Tongan, I would like to take this opportunity to welcome you and also say a few words in Tonga. Otena fie whakapapa mōni kani mō tōru kotoa, hou eik mō tau kainga Tonga kotoa, mō lawa mea mai fie whini ke proklama kono, o e whamamahi, o e whamiri, pe koe hou tamaki, watu emi le tio kitnepa i Hastingin, pe koe proklama koni, o watu mō tōru koni, ko te wita whakaosi, ai koe mō tōru koni, une hanga o ne fotu, ai organization koni koe kainga Pacifica Services, ai oku mātuunga ia i hono, challenge pe ko hono a whenga whi mahi no aki whi kau aki koe ni moi wā i he wā o e whābiri hangi ko hautamaki pe ku oku whailea whoki hono ngā oe i ngai porokalama whi kau aki pe moi ngā hi ulunga ngā totonu o totonu ke tau ngā oe aki i he anga hota ulunga whawhonu o ka mā o ngā whakarisitiane ka pe whoki hota ngā hi pā i he tawha aki koe ia ko ate porokalama koni he whalaiti ko tope me taimi ono fia fi ki he taimi valu pe ata ki he kakai ko tope ka no fie a telefoni mai o tala no mai pe ko fehu i mai pe ko fai hanga hi a fie ilo pe ko he nao fie a mao ha tokoni pe ko hanga hi fie mao fie ka akumai polo kalama ko ni me ngai mea kono o mau tala no ki ai ata pe ke mau telefoni mai i he fika telefoni o maufa ngā oe aki heni aia koe walu fitu walu walu fitu taha noa walu fitu walu walu fitu taha noa pia o atapiki mo fitu taki mai i he fita tabako ma foki e programu koni he ma i website o e kainga Pacifica he foki pia mo e website koni o radio kitnepa koni 1431 AM ka ma foki taha noa 5.fitu FM ko ia o falahat ko motol pe mo ko mo fi fetu tak mai o ata pe i lo to ga tai mini o ok tai mi balu e fi ya balu e fi fi he fi fi ni falahat ko tope so just a few words in Tongan and before we move on I would like also to before we do our check in I would like to play a song for you whoever listen to us tonight. I would like to play a someone song and welcome to our people who listen. If you are Samoan around here in Hawke's Bay, I would like to see if I can find a song for you, and I'm sure I have to find one, and it is coming, and there's technology, and without technology I think we can't do much about it, but we will see what I can do in a way that it might help me to see what I can do here.
Okay, hopefully that you people enjoyed that lovely Samoan song that we just finished playing. And we move on to the next part of our program, which is our check-in for tonight. And I would like to, our check-in for tonight, I think we're going to see our highlight. What is the highlight for your week, for today, for this week, or even today? And what's the challenge that you face? And it's always good to sum up our week and see what are the ones that really make stand out for you. Enjoy your occasions that you face during the week, and also anything that you went through, which is a challenge that you were able to bring yourself together and achieve that and move forward and overcome that challenge. And it is good for us to check in, check out with ourselves. So for my highlight for me for this week is that there's a many highlights apart from my families and so forth, the work I'm doing with the staff for Kainga Pacifica Services. And also my highlight is that we complete the men's program last night and went through all the last session, the 12 sessions, which is all about the change process and also how to maintain the change. And also we finalize it that all changes start from me, start from you. But if you don't know all the tools, how to use the tool within you, you can't even change, try to change yourself. It's not going to be last long, your change. Yeah, so last night we completed, three men completed their
our 12-week sessions. And the response was from the beginning and the middle and the end. And this is quite amazing, very positive. And they recommended the program for anyone in our Pacific community needs to go through, which is, to me, for myself, yes, we do. But when the response from the people went through the program, it just convinced me and affirmed to me that, yes, we need to have that. But in the work we do, we don't force people to do that. And we encourage the people to come and try out and see whether it's going to work for them and so forth, instead of still putting the blame and minimizing, denying everything is happening and become worse and worse and worse in our family. And we always don't know what to do. We think we can fix it, but it only lasts for a short term and go back to square one again. And we become had enough of it, and we don't want to do anything. And from last night, the response from them and the family came to witness their achievement and so forth. It's very encouraging too. And that's my highlight for the week, seeing that the first free man complete for men's program for Kaino Pacific Family Violence or Safe and Healthy Relationship. And so what they encourage is they're going to bring some more. There are some more men's program coming, but it also the encouragement is that the women start talk about today. Why can't we have a women's program too for the women? And I say there's nothing is impossible. We can do that. Okay, so even the youth, the young one, learning how to live in a life of healthy relationship, and we try to eliminate the unhealthy violence, abuse, and so forth. Some people think they it's impossible. Some people think that we can't do that. But I'm telling you, of course we can. Everything we learn, we can change. And we change it, but it's going to take time. But of course we can change it and make it worthwhile and break the cycle of violence in every community, every families, in every relationship. And that is the focus of Kaino Pacifica Services. Very simple, down to earth program, and relate it and connect to our culture, spirituality, belief, and also we challenge our we take responsible, accountable for what we do, we name our actions, we name it, we own it, it belongs to us. Therefore, we have the tools, you can change it. And it takes time, and how beautiful it is when we talk about it and see the life of this man, and with the response from their families and also their wives and their children. It takes time. There are times you fail, there are times you lapse and relapse. Hey, we are not perfect, but at least we are aware that we can do something about it and acknowledge and stop blaming, denying, and minimizing it, but take a full responsibility, accountability for our action, and own it, and we'll be able to be honest with ourselves, because the honesty and being truth to ourselves will set us free. And that's what it's all about. What a blessing if we do that. Okay? That's my highlight. My challenge is that try to fit all that work we do. At the moment, myself only, deliver the program, and also I would like to train some of my staff to be work alongside with me, which is very good. Hopefully by the end of this month or next month or sooner or later, there will be some few facilitators for Kaino Pacific to carry on the work we do, because we have our own model to relate and connect and ground our people, the work we do in our cultures and so forth. And also we have a logo and have a model to develop to challenge, to follow. At the end, we need, it's all about love. True love is the power of love, not the love of power. It is what it's all about. Okay, that's my highlight and also my challenge and a question to you. What is your highlight? What was your highlight this week? What was your challenge that you faced this week? Did you achieve it, move forward? And how did you find out in regard for yourself and in your family and the people around you? Do they happy they see you did a good job, or they challenge you more? And did you walk away, or do you have a tools to for your safety and the safety of people around you? Do you use it, or you just face it, and so that you can deal with it by being violent and abuse. So that is the question that we always, and this is the reason of this program and what this kind of Pacifica services stand for. Okay, so that is our second part of our program is check in. And I'm going to play another song, and after that, then we will move on to our information regarding what's going on in Pacifica, and also followed by our news locally and for what going on in Pacifica is doing, and also outside what is our promoting about family violence to our community and so forth. So hopefully, bear with me if I find a song for you guys, and hopefully I'm going to find one for you, and I'm not quite sure what I'm doing at the moment. I think there's a song here for you guys. I'm going to play a song from Cook Island, and hopefully I will manage to do this. Okay, while we're waiting for this thing is going on, and I would like to see if I can seek some help somewhere, and I'm sure it will come. And sorry for keeping you that long, but I think we're getting into it, but I'm sure that everything is going to be okay. And I would like to see if I can trace some people here to give me some ideas or see what's going on with my iPad and so forth, and and I'll work from there. Okay, are you listening to the voice of Kaino Pacific Services? And I would like to see if I can trace people out to see what's going on with my music. Okay, sorry guys, we can't have a music. Everything is doesn't turn around to my favor, and I'm going to think this thing here. I'm going to end up throwing the rubbish thing. It's not working, and unfortunately, that we probably have no music for us tonight, and I'm going to fix it later. Anyway, we'll move on to our what this kind of Pacifica services is all about. It's probably a lesson for me to be patient. Which is, we all go through this. But if we can come up with some music tonight, but hey, we can go without it while I'm still trying to do this. And we move on to the next part of our program tonight is about what this kind of Pacifica services is all about. Okay, kind of Pacifica services against family violence, promoting and supporting safe and healthy relationship. And also our program is about kind of Pacifica services. Kind of Pacifica services provide the program which support and promote safe and healthy relationship. And our services including programs that give tools and skills to you, to your family, and also to your community, and creating more loving, respectful family violence-free homes. Creating by Pacifica for kind of Pacifica. The reason why we do this is because to make it simple and easy, related and connected, so we'll be grounded and understand what it's all about, and we have a decision to make a choice whether we want to change, to move forward, or stand still, or go backward, being violent and being abusive. So our team members, staff, comes from various Pacific cultures, bringing with them life experiences and knowledge to complement the work they do. All members of our team have graduated from a 12-week safe and healthy relationship programs and continue to complete ongoing workshop and also some of our seminars and co-facilitating and so forth. We can provide you, our families and so forth, a long or short-term programs to individual, families, communities, churches, groups, schools, and youth. Presented in English or in your Pacific language and through your culture perspective. Kaino Pacifica Services Programs. We teach you to understand the different forms of violence and abuse and also sexual violence and also the impact of it has on you and also for yourself and others. Also, we will teach you how to develop and maintain the skill to achieve a safe and healthy relationship. Also, to show you and to gain an understanding of the difference between power and control, which is the love of power, or and equality, which is in relationship, which is the love, the power of love. Also, we will teach you how to manage your own anger and to break the cycle of family violence. We also have a service of driver licensing programs, which is also about the learner's license theory and also interpretation of code rule, and also restricted license, practical driving license, and also lessons, and also with full license assistant with driving lessons, facilitating by qualified instructors, which is Abe Fakaosi and Maria Onesi. Also, we have a service of social work services, which is providing a support as we walk alongside individuals and families through hardship. And our qualified social worker, Karen Mata, will work cooperatively meeting the need of our communities and also our families. And also through that, we have a contract with Fana Walla, who's helping the family to move forward and achieve what they're looking for. And also our staff, we have 13 staff we work with. And I am the organization's, I'm David Fagaosi, the organization leader, and Fana Resilience leader, and also a senior accredited facilitator, and oversee what the organization is going to move forward and what they're looking with what we where the kind of a speaker goes. Also, we have a Malcolm Byford, which is will be the organization business leader. Karen Mata is also a registered social worker and a Fanaola leader. We had Tepi Rusi, his organization administration leader. Shililo Pio, the holiday is not well at the moment, but they come back later. Community connection leader, and also is going to work alongside with communities. Also, we have Abe Fakaosi, the driver license and instructor, and also a leader and volunteer for driving license. We have Maria Onesi assisting, helping here, and also we have Sunny. Sunny is looking after the community service connector, and also Lolo. Lolo is helping, supporting him, plus Vineta and Lily, they're doing the Fana Walla and also help out in regard for COVID supply for food parcels and so forth. So that's who we are, what we're doing, and we are situated at Flexmere. We are in 410P Terrace, Flexmere, Hastings. Our phone number is 06-650-5106. And our email is admin@kaingapacifica.org.nz. Okay, that's who we are. That's what we're doing. And if you need more information, you feel free to do so. You can type in the Google about Kainga Pacifica, and it's going to come out with what we do, our services, how to contact us, and also know a little bit information who we are. We try to do some lot of promoting in our community, what the work we do, and also we're going to talk about it later on in our what we do for the program that we run for family violence. For time being, I think I'm still trying to see if I can play this song here in regard for my program tonight, but I'm not quite sure what's going on here, and hopefully that something has come up, but it looks like it's not working. What a pity that that's why I don't like technology, all this digital kind of thing, because I'm not familiar with this. But like I said, that I'll try to do my best to see if I can come up with something that hopefully is going to work. But I'm not quite sure whether it's going to work or not. Yes. Yes, our time now is about 9 more minutes to 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock is a normal news coming from our from here, and hopefully that we come up with something that we be able to play some music and continue on our program tonight, which is with our topic tonight we are going to talk about is all about boundaries in a healthy relationship. We are going to talk about boundaries in a healthy relationship. And it's very important for us to share that. What are the healthy boundaries, what the unhealthy boundaries, and also what is in regard for relationship. It's very good. It's very important for us to realize that setting a healthy boundaries is all about protection, and also it's all about understanding the relationship, and also it's very healthy when we set a healthy boundaries in regard our relationship. It should keep us safe and also keep us more respectful, and also keep us more happier, and also we don't have to be forced to do other stuff, but we will try to work together and help each other in whatever we can. And that's what is very important for us to for us. Our topic for tonight is all about healthy boundaries, and saying that, you know, developing what is the boundaries, what boundaries we is in our relationship, what is healthy, what is unhealthy, and how to set a boundaries in our relationship. And like I say, all boundaries relationship have all healthy relationship must have a boundaries. And also boundaries that don't work, what are they? What are the boundaries that not work? And what is the meaning of boundaries? We shouldn't confuse boundaries and control. We shouldn't confuse it. They are two different. They are not the same. Boundaries doesn't mean you control, or control doesn't mean setting the boundaries. But it's totally different. We will talk about later. And what are the benefits to setting the healthy boundaries? We will talk about how to the guide to be a strong boundaries, the poor boundaries, and the intimate relationship, and what are also we look at, what are the personal boundaries that we're looking at. Yeah, there'll be more to come, but for time being, it's about 6 more minutes to 7 o'clock. And while I'm trying to see what else we can do in this regard for our music tonight, which is not really good. It's really, to be honest, it really put me off on this, but see what I can do. But still doesn't work, and which is very sad to come up with that. But what else do I have to do? Because I'm not really familiar with this technology, which is really make me not connect to what I'm doing, and because there's no music at all, and without music, I think we find it hard to carry on with what we're doing. But I'll see if you don't mind, if you sort of a little bit of be mindful of. I'm trying to do the best I can, eh? See if I can connect to our network. Sorry, guys, I'm still on air, and I'm still trying to figure out how to do this this music stuff over here, and which is, to me, it's very frustrated. But I do see if I can do this on a way to fix this technology. Otherwise, this technology stuff is going to end up in a rubbish bin, which is, to me, it is not a good demonstrating to be patient. But look, they say sometimes we feel that's how we feel like, but we are not going to do that. I'm not going to let go all this what we're trying to do, but say, hey, this is what we try to practice, what we think that is the right thing to do, but we'll see what we can. Bear in mind that hopefully that the helper will be here soon to, but 7 o'clock is our normal news, which is always come now.
did, however, say no new staff have been allowed to be hired.
Okay, sorry about that, but I think technology is on my nerve and make me a little bit more unsettled, and you know what's like, and that's why I don't trust technology. I'd rather have my brain work, and I'd rather do it myself, and I don't want anyone technology control my motivation, everything I do. I think particularly that's my weakness, and I really, really don't like it. Yes, but anyway, our time now is about 6 minutes past seven, and apart from that, I think I'll go back to my own CD program and play from there, and this thing here will be put in the oven for barbecue, I think. It'll be better there. But we're going to move on to the next part of our programs. Instead of going back to our news, we're supposed to share a news regarding what Kanga Pacifica is all about. But look, we'll go for that. Okay? Kanga Pacifica Services, our news for this week is we just finished celebrating the men's program tonight, last night, with three men's. Completed our 12-week sessions, and one of them, I think, was take 2 years waiting. so encouraging to see that guy, how long he was waiting to complete his two more sessions to go, and he was keep on asking me when I'm going to finish my session, and I said that wait until the COVID-19 finished, then we'll carry on, and when it's finished, and he still follow me up and try to finish his two more sessions, and I said to him that it's better for him to start all over again with the other two and make it three main program for Kanga Pacifica, and he agreed to continue on. So I really, really admire his commitment and his want to change his life. And he said, there's two or three more years when I was doing this, I never commit any violence to my family or go back to the police or go back to be complain for my family violence and so forth. And I was really, really admire his sharing and so forth. So, but anyway, this is last night. We completed with the family who are supporting them. And finally, that's one of the things that we were looking for, is completed their sessions. And also we... this week we celebrate also Avifaka Oshi's Civic Award from the Council in regard for volunteer work and for driving license and so forth, plus Tuma Seve and Talalele from our Pacific communities. So congratulations for three of them setting a good role model for our volunteer work, you know, in regard for our community, the work they've done, and I really, really acknowledge their hard work, and we need to celebrate that, and for Kanga Pacifica, we celebrate these three people doing this good job for our community. And also, apart from that, we are going to have advertising in regard for driving license. There will be a hui in regard for it will be running, organized by Avifaka Oshi and Maria Onesi, and it will be open to all Pacific people, and also supported by Kanga Pacifica Services, and it will be regard for license course learners driving, and also with a restricted driver license, a full license, overseas conversions, and also theory test level, a class 2, 3, 5 truck driver. And also they have some people there will be the guest speakers, and I think there will be, what they got, posters, it will be all over the place, start from today and tomorrow and also next week. So, you can have a read and look at it. It will be on the 25th of August, it will be on Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It will be, the first one will be Efagasa Church Hall in Napier. And also Friday, the same week, on 26th of August from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., it will be Malamalama Center, Efagasa Hall in Flexmere. So there are guest speakers in regard for New Zealand Police, Minister of Justice, Minister of Social Development, and also the Minister of Education. And there will be the guest speaker for that. So come along and share, and you might learn something in how to be drive safely on the road, and they will tell you what to do and where to find help and how to connect to this kind of help. And the Kainga Pasifika is proud to sponsor that and responsible. Hopefully we will get some other organization or the other Pacific community help us to support and sponsor the fund from last week. But we will talk about it later. Okay? Apart from that, I would like to say that we move on to the next part of our talk, because we still have no music yet, and I'm not quite sure what's going on with the music. And to be honest, I'm really, really, really getting into my nerve when I see this. But never mind, I think the helper is here. She just finished connecting this, because I think the Wi-Fi, I don't know what's going on here, to be honest. Whether they say this is not connected to the Wi-Fi or connected to the internet or what, I'm not quite sure, but I'm sure she's here. And thank you, Judy, for coming for my rescue. And I hope that you're going to teach me how to do this, because otherwise our iPad will be end up in outside. And, you know, that is so, it's so frustrated when you prepare something and it doesn't work. But never mind, I think it's a lesson for me to be patient. So, in a way, I just laugh it out, and that's how I control my feelings and emotions. Okay. Now the music is coming, finally coming. So sit back and relax, and I'll put my feet up and relax too, and ready for our first part of our program. Is all about boundaries in a healthy relationship, and I will talk about it more. And thank you for your listening, and thank you for being patient with me. Let's go and have a cup of coffee and relax and listen and wait for our main part of our program tonight. Tato iya ya kiru la a. Oh, what a technology, to be honest. I think I need 1 month or the whole year for me to study this technology, but I'll get there. There's the trouble with all people stay with old with upskill our knowledge, but we learn, we always learn. Okay, we move on to our talk about boundaries. Okay, boundaries in a healthy relationship. But first of all, let's talk about what is boundaries in a relationship, and what are the good boundaries, and how we're going to set a boundaries. What is a boundaries? What is boundaries in a relationship? Boundaries show where one thing ends and another begins. Boundaries in a relationship are kind of like this. They help each person, each people, to figure out where one person ends and the other begins. In short, boundaries help you define what you are comfortable with and how you would like to be treated by others. When you have a healthy boundaries, it treats you with respect. How do you build boundaries in a relationship? There are 6 tips for setting healthy boundaries in our relationship. First of all, know that boundaries are healthy for your relationship. Second, be honest about what you need in your boundaries. Third, listen to what your partners need regard for boundaries between you and your partners. And also, number 4, designate when you need space when we set boundaries. Number 5, establish how comfortable you are in a scope of like isolating in COVID-19 and so forth. Set the boundaries which is healthy. Number 6, communicate with respect. This is another way of setting the boundaries. Okay, but what are good boundaries look like? In general, healthy boundaries are those boundaries that are set to make sure mentally and emotionally you are stable. Another way to think about it is that our boundaries might be rigid and also loose, or somewhere in between, or even non-existent. And also, how to set boundaries in our relationship. Boundaries can help you retain a sense of identity and personal space, and they are easier to create and maintain than you might think. So you will find boundaries in every kind of relationship, from friends and families to colleagues and also brief acquaintances. You can't see them, but these lines help you stay and provide a sense of mutual respect, protections, expectations, and support. And also, all healthy relationships have boundaries. We have to remember that. All healthy relationships, whether we like it or not, have a boundaries. When it comes to our lives as a couple, consider that there are actually 3 entities involved in setting the boundaries. First is yourself. Second is your partner. Third, the relationship itself. So, and the boundaries need to be defined for each. So each of these 3 parties needs to be sustained, nourished, and also feel respect. So boundaries, there are some boundaries that doesn't work when we look at it. Okay, so while it is a good idea to set some boundaries, some don't work and can ultimately have a negative effect on one or both parties. And these tend to be founded in control. When one person tries to restrict or command the actions of the others. And that's what we call control. Anything that limits a person's opinions is an unhealthy boundary. It could be around time, the way they act, even the way they dress. And also crossing these lines can be dangerous. We shouldn't confuse boundaries and control. They are not the same thing, the boundaries and control. If someone feels a party is putting up boundaries in a controlling way, for example, these are my boundaries and this is what you must do, then there is a problem with communications around boundaries being established. Boundaries also shouldn't be implemented to try and change a partner. A unhealthy relationship may not respect boundaries, and there may be a lack of fairness between the two peoples. One person may not put in as much effort or care, or in the case of families and romantic relationship, there may be an inequality in how resources such as money are controlled or distributed. So it is not about trying to manipulate the negative stuff, but to accept them for who they are. So if they are not right and you are not compatible, set them free to meet someone else. And also, even the best of relationship have their ups and downs. There are disagreement, tensions, and the periods when you just need a bit more space from each other. But there may become a time when you wonder whether the difficulties are a sign that this relationship is outright unhealthy, or it is just not the right relationship for you. So it's okay to find it out and do something about it. Okay, that's what it's all about, the boundaries. And while Judy is here, do we have any feedback or any contribute to what you think a healthy boundary that you want to share? I'll try my best.
Hello. Malolele. Thumbs up? Okay, cool. So I think, healthy boundaries are really, really important. I'm sure most of us know what it's like to be in a relationship where you know that the boundaries are not healthy, but yeah. I think for me, when I compared my relationship before, or me and my husband's marriage before, and knowing how toxic it was and what those boundaries looked like, compared to what it looks like now, some of the things that I can see that are a clear difference is that it's exhausting to have no boundaries and to let someone tell you what to do and you obey that, like, you know, every single thing. It's really, really exhausting. And when you don't have boundaries and you let people tell you how you should think, what you should do, what you should wear and all that kind of stuff, it really can play a big part in losing your identity as a person. I know that experiencing having no boundaries and just listening to what my relationships were like with other people, I just felt like I was people-pleasing because I didn't have boundaries. I lost who I was and what I wanted to do and what would make me happy. And I think with that came a lot of mental health issues for me. For example, I felt like I was a little, you know, I'd be smiling in front of everybody, but behind closed doors, I'd actually be losing it and feeling low and depressed because I don't know what I wanted or what my life purpose was. My life purpose was really centered around other people and what they thought of me and what I should do to make them happy. So to have healthy boundaries in a relationship now for me means that I know who I am, and if people cross that line and don't respect me for who I am, then to me, like, I don't have to, I can be respectful, but I don't have to count them as a friend. You know what I mean?
Yep,
and definitely. I feel like a lot of my relationships in the past, when I used to be someone who had no boundaries, I felt like I was friends with everybody. And sometimes it's a good temporary feeling to have, just knowing that you have no enemies. But I'm telling you now, like, everyone has enemies. You just don't know who they are. But when you have clear boundaries, then it's more evident to you as to who likes you and who doesn't. And I just feel like when you've got boundaries, you're actually protecting yourself. You're protecting who you allow to come into your life and who you allow to speak life into you and who you don't allow to speak life into you, or who you don't allow to let them affect you, if that makes sense. So I'm a big believer in boundaries, and because of my past experience in both having a toxic relationship and now being in a really healthy relationship, it's something that we're teaching our children as well, to have healthy boundaries, because if they don't, it's going to be really detrimental to their relationships and who they see as real friends. And who to watch out for, and how to protect themselves as well. So, yeah, I really think boundaries are very important.
Yeah, and what is really looking at is that when you have a, they said here, the happy people have boundaries. What's that mean? From Dr. Henry Cloud, The Law of Happiness. It is official. If you don't allow people to control you, abuse you, or mistreat you, you will be happier.
Yeah.
Okay? And the research prove it, and the Bible tells us the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But do we need scientists or God to tell us that?
Yeah.
Well, maybe. But the reason that he say this is the people who suffer mistreatments at the hands of others often don't realize they are allowing it to happen. And also they don't realize how much control over their own happiness. If these people stop allowing themselves to be mistreated and affected by another person's behavior. And in a short, what happened? They do not understand that they do not have good boundaries. They think that they are doomed to be unhappy because of other persons, or that they will be happy only if the other persons change in some way. The surprise truth is quite an opposite. They won't be happy when the other person change, but when they get in control of themselves. And that is, there are, and also he continues saying, there are the boundaries, what you have and what you don't have the power over, when you say the boundaries. First of all, you have the power to agree with the truth about your problems. For example, confess equal agree with the ability to say that is me. May not be able to change it yet, but you at least see it. Second, you have the power to submit your inability to God.
You always have the power to ask for help and yield. You have the power to humble yourself and turn your life over to Him. And you may not be able to heal yourself, but you can call the doctor. And also, the third one, you have the power to search and ask God and others to reveal more and more about what is within your own boundaries.
Yeah, I really like that.
And also, number four, you have the power to turn away from the evil within you. This is called repentance. This does not mean you will be perfect. It means you can see your sinful part as expect that you want to change.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, you have the power to humble yourself and ask God and others to help you with your needs. You need to seek God and others to have those needs met. And last one, he said, you have the power to seek out those who you have injury and make amend. You need to do this in order to be responsible for yourself and your sin, and be responsible to those you have injury. And it's coming from Matthew number verse chapter 5 and so forth. So in other on the other side of the coin, our boundaries help define what you do not have the power over. Make sense?
Yeah, I was just thinking about something. Sometimes we through our boundaries determine how people treat us.
Yep.
So when we don't have boundaries at all, then people walk all over us, and we have that type of resentment, you know, but can't say it. And there's no freedom in that.
Yeah.
As opposed to someone who has clear boundaries, when you show that to people, people know what they can do and what they can't.
Exactly.
And that's why it's so important, because you're actually setting yourself up to how people treat you. And if they don't respect those boundaries, then you know for yourself, you know, who are your people and who aren't. Yeah.
And also the other one here that says that there are four reasons you need to set the boundaries. First, boundaries allow you to be your true self. It means boundaries create a separateness that allows you to have your own feelings, make your own decisions, and know and ask for what you want or need without needing to please others. Second, boundaries are a form of self-care. Healthy emotional boundaries means you value your own feelings and needs, and you are not responsible for how others feel or behave. Boundaries allow you to let go of worrying about how others feel, and places accountabilities squarely with the individual. Boundaries also keep you from overextending yourself. You can't take on every project or every work, every shift, or be on every committees that you are asked to join. Boundaries mean say no to things that don't align with your priorities. It just really hit me very, very. I thought I was bulletproof something.
No.
And this is really tells me something. Also, boundaries created realistic expectations. It means whether it is with a friend or spouse or neighbors, or also your boss or your husband's, or relationship functions best when we know what's expected. When you clearly communicate your boundaries, people know how they are expected to behave.
Yeah.
That's really true. When the expectations aren't communicated and met, resentment and anger grow.
Mm.
We see that at work.
when I set the boundary and so forth, everyone respect it.
Yeah.
I see that it's really true. The last one is that boundaries create safety.
Mm.
Boundaries provide physical and emotional safety by keeping out what feels uncomfortable or hateful.
Yeah, I'm just thinking to myself, like, is there such thing as having too many boundaries?
Yeah.
And is that healthy? Because I'm just from a parent point of view, when we talk about boundaries and healthy relationships, sometimes when we put too many boundaries on our children, and that's what we call being strict, it can really restrict our children.
I think setting a boundary according to their age, and be flexible because they're still learning.
Absolutely.
Allow the kids to make mistakes, and let them, and you spend time explaining. But you don't. Mm-hmm. To me, if they make a mistake, they're still learning.
Yeah.
But at least you initiate them. Look, that is not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're still doing it, and you explain.
Well,
and to me, it's not a number of how many boundaries you're doing, but what healthy is going to do and how much they can understand.
Yeah, and I think how I see it is healthy boundaries, when there's a little bit of leniency there, you can actually learn.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can't learn just by being told.
Yep.
We have to learn through experience. And sometimes it's just being able to let go and let them learn. Through experience, what they need to learn. So,
yeah, definitely.
That's just something I'm thinking.
We'll lead up to that. A tip: there are 10 way of to setting a healthy boundaries.
Mm.
First of all, be honest with yourself about what you need. Second, practice with your closest friends first.
Mm.
Third, give yourself permission to say no and speak out.
Mm.
Number 4, stop seeking approval from others and validate yourself. Number 5, don't assume that others won't like it.
Mm.
Number 6, choose when to participate and when to leave. Make sense?
Mm.
And number seven, remove yourself instead of trying to change others.
Mm.
Number 8, if boundaries are ignored, speak up. Number 8, don't take it personally if you hear the words no.
Yeah.
And lastly, be willing to let go of the outcome.
I like that. Don't take it personally if people say no. Because I remember as a child, I really, when people say no to me, it makes me cry.
they don't like it.
I think for me, it's like when people say yes, it's a good thing. When people say no, it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just me or if people who are listening can resonate with what I'm saying. But now I know the real meaning of the word no. And so obviously when people say no to me, I don't cry anymore. But it's just teaching our children that it's okay to say no. And I feel like maybe, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, T, but in my childhood, I feel like it was always like exactly. You have to say yes all the time. And if you get the answer no, it's embarrassing, or you don't like me, or, you know,
you're getting
declined or rejected.
You're against me.
Yeah. So it's actually finding the meaning of the word no.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean rejection. It doesn't mean declining. It doesn't mean they don't like you. It's just, it's a boundary.
See, that's the thing we need to teach our kids.
That's it.
Because when you never hear the parents say it's okay to say no.
Yeah.
It didn't mean no, it doesn't mean that you don't like you. It means probably doesn't fit you this time.
Yeah.
But as children, it is totally either black and white.
Yeah.
And that's it. But to explain that, as parents, we don't have enough time to explain it, to be honest.
But it's funny how people can interpret a word differently.
Yeah.
So no could mean differently to everyone else. So for example, for me it was like a sign of rejection. Yeah. Mm. But for others, it's a boundary. When I say no, it means don't cross this boundary because I'm not letting you pass this. And if you don't respect that, well, then you don't respect me as a person, you know?
That's really leads me to where we think about some of the men when the others say no, this means no, this means yes.
Yeah.
They normally mistreat it, especially when you deal with relationship with the women.
Mm.
Even the women, they say no for anything they're asking for, the men say, oh, it doesn't mean that, it just means say yes.
Yeah. Well, you're my wife, so it's a yes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay?
Yeah.
So another thing here we talk about is what is the difference between a healthy boundary in a relationship and unhealthy boundaries in the relationship. I'll give you some example here. So when, for example, when you can say no or yes, and you are okay when others say no to you, this is healthy. The unhealthy, look at the other side, is you can't say no because you are afraid of rejection or abundance.
Mm.
Just unhealthy boundaries.
Right.
And also, the healthy boundaries in relationship. You have the strong sense of identity and you respect yourself. For unhealthy, in the opposite, your identity consists of what you think others want you to be.
Mm.
And you are a chameleon or small, there's like a thing that they can change color.
A chameleon.
Yeah. Okay? And also the other one was say, when healthy boundaries say, you know what the problem is yours and when it belongs to someone else. And the unhealthy, you take on others' problems as your own.
Mm.
Make sense?
Yeah.
A lot of people, they take it as their own. And they end up blaming others instead of saying...
It's like...
This is a cultural way of saying we have to do it and so forth.
It's like when you're bringing work problems home.
Yep.
It's like having that boundary to whatever happens at work, happens at work.
Okay, and the other one here, they say the healthy boundary when you... you know your own wants and your needs and your feelings, and you communicate them clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a healthy relationship boundaries. For unhealthy one, it said that your wants and your needs and your feelings are secondary to others and are sometimes determined by others.
Mm-hmm.
And we use that a lot. And I think a few one here that your values, you value your opinions and feelings as much as others. That's healthy. And the unhealthy, you tend to absorb the feelings of others to yourself and take it seriously. Okay? So we move on to the next one here. It says, you are able to ask for help when you need it. The unhealthy, you allow others to define your limits or try to define a limit for others.
Mm.
And lastly, that you don't compromise the healthy relationship boundaries is you don't compromise your values or integrity to avoid rejection. Okay? That's a healthy. But sometimes we think that's unhealthy. But the unhealthy one is that you compromise your own values and your belief in order to please others or avoid conflict.
Mm.
Make sense?
Yeah.
To think that that what we're talking about is related to what happened out there?
Yeah, I mean, it's everyday life, eh?
Yeah.
You've got different boundaries for different things. You have work boundaries, personal boundaries, boundaries with your partner, with your family.
Yeah.
Mm. And I think it's a really good conversation or talanoa to have tonight because, sometimes when you're raised in a toxic environment for so long or you've been in that toxic environment, it's hard to know what looks healthy and what isn't healthy for you, what's good for, especially as a people pleaser.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes it's really, really hard to know what a good boundary is and what it looks like to have no boundaries, because yep. you're so used to pleasing people, making them happy. So it's an awesome talanoa to have, and I hope that those who are listening are really enjoying this one, and maybe hopefully something has clicked on with you or resonated with you so far. So awesome.
Okay, we'll probably give a break and play a song that for those who are listening. This is a Tongan song that's coming to you, and thank you for listening. You are listening to the voice of Kanga Pacifica Services, by Pacifica for Pacific, and coming to you every Friday from 6 p.m. to 8. And let's play another one before we move on to just come closer to 8 o'clock.
Malue fiafi ake manatuai aluka e fokimai si ipua e nefisi o ngao fehe uini lauka ua mahiki manua palataisi tu uhi fomua he malu oe pame Rahinga ihe siale, sei o atabe. Si fa kuopo, o talua hokuloto, si oto vei motelolo. Momo e peau, o fafana ki au, ta veinga e folau, si ipua e nefisi, o ngao fehe uini, lauka o mahiki, manua palataisi, tu uhi fomua he, malu o e pame. Siale, sei o atabe, si ipua e nefisi, o ngao fehe uini, lauka ua mahiki, manua palataisi, tu uhi fomua he, malu o e pame.
Okay, our time now is, where is it? 9 more minutes to 8. 8 o'clock is our Salmon program, and hopefully our friend will be here. I'll keep on playing, and we'll probably try to wind down our program tonight. And sorry for those people who are listening, that's the long pause happening because of technical misunderstanding, and I don't know how to connect my phone to my new iPad. I think iPad is really helpful, really good, but it's going to take me a little bit longer to learn and study and memorize all the pictures and all this simple signs and things. There's a lot of things, you know. All thinking is straightforward, that's it, black and white, but technology. But it's so helpful, but sometimes, you know, I do learn how to be patient. So thank you guys for being understanding, and thank you, Judy, for my rescue, and you're for welcome. Those who are listening, that's how we work. It doesn't matter which, you know, this is how we work, and we learn from our mistake, and hey, we'll become better and better. So coming to the end of our program tonight, I would like to give a last chance for Judy, and regard for what happened to this week. I think you remember what's going on in regard for the news and anything that you see that I forgot to mention, especially how is our Facebook, our net, and also our website, how this particular area, and I'd like you to say more about this particular
networking stuff, because I'm out of touch with that kind of stuff. So I'll give you guys to explain more about where we are in regard for our website and other stuff.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, T. So as you all know, we've got a Facebook page, and it's under Kāinga Pasifika Services. On the Facebook page, you'll be updated with everything that you need to know about Kāinga Pasifika Services, what we're doing, events that are coming up, how we've been involved in our community. For the past few weeks now, for those who haven't been up to date with our Facebook page, we've managed to complete a 5-week training workshop course, Healthy Relationships workshop course, with our Efakasa Church, Samoan Church in Napier, that went really, really well, and we had a lot of feedback. And within that 5-week workshop, we were able to share with them also what Kāinga Pasifika Services do and the services that we provide. We also, I think, in the past couple of weeks as well, we went to visit I want to make sure that I get the name right. So we went to visit the Trinity Methodist Church in Napier, the Tongan congregation, as well as the Tongan Free Wesleyan Church. And we did a promotion with them. So we went into their church on a Sunday, and we were able to share with them what Kāinga Pasifika Services is all about and the services that we provide. And that went very, very, very well too. So thank you so much to our churches who have welcomed us into their space, into their church, and allowed us to share what we do and how we can be of service to our communities. As for events, we've got a driving license whānau coming up, which is really, really exciting, because this is the first time Kāinga Pasifika Services has done this. For those of you who don't know, Kāinga Pasifika Services, one of our services is providing a driver's licensing program for those who are wanting to learn how to get their learners restricted or full. We also do overseas conversions and so on and so forth. So if you want to know what we're about, we will also be talking about getting a better understanding around driving in New Zealand, the rules and restrictions. Our awesome qualified driver instructors, Ave Whakaosi and Malia Onesi, will be running this program, this event, and they are our qualified driver instructors. So if you're not doing anything in Napier, we're having one on Thursday, the 25th of August, from 6 to 8 at the Efakasa Church Hall in Napier, and then we're having one in Hastings the following day, which is Friday, the 26th of August, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Malamalama Efakasa Hall in Flaxmere. If you want more information, just check out our Facebook, it'll all be there. And I just want to briefly talk about the services that we provide, just naming them. For those of you who don't already know, we do provide a few services, just to name a few. We have our whānau order program, which we help support families who are wanting to achieve goals, and especially for our vulnerable Pasifika families. We also have a whānau resilience, healthy relationships service as well, and so that's just providing training or workshop around healthy, safe and healthy relationships. Youth programs for couples, families, whatever you need. Also we do COVID relief, and we do COVID response as well. So if you're in need of COVID assistance and you're isolating, you can private message our Facebook page or ring us on our phone number that is also on our Facebook page. And we also do winter wellness as well. So if your family is, if you're a Pasifika family who is struggling right now to go through the winter and you don't have warm clothes or need blankets and things like that, we can provide that for you and offer that service for you. So that's just a few of many things that we do, as well as the driver's license that we said before. Yes, so as Tavita had mentioned, one of our Kainga Pacifica voluntary staff, Ave Whaka Osi, was awarded a civic award alongside two other wonderful Pacifica men, Tracy Tui Maseve and Talalele, and they're well known in our community as well. And so on behalf of Kainga Pacifica Services, we congratulate you both, you all, and we wish you all the best in all that you do. And we acknowledge you and we thank you for the awesome work that you're doing in our community. So with that being said, please like our Facebook page if you want to know more information about what we're doing right now and to get any contact information from us. But yeah, I hope you all have a wonderful evening. Enjoy your weekend. Stay safe. God bless. Take care.
I also would like to say thank you very much for listening to our program tonight and apologize for inconvenience or what's happening. But apart from that, I would say ka kite te nohora, hariora, namaste, nisa mote to fasoifu, mote toka, mumia, and may God bless you all.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.